Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Fitness with Feldman. I'm Dr. Justin Feldman with Feldman Physical Therapy and Performance. And we are back again this week with a new episode. And this week, I wanted to spend some time and talk about recovery, and specifically recovery following a pretty strenuous event. Specifically in my world currently, this weekend was the Walkway half marathon, and so I'm sort of working to recover from that and get back into my training routine. But this can even be a CrossFit competition, it can be an Olympic weightlifting competition, powerlifting, any sort of competitive event, soccer game, lacrosse game, baseball, anything where you really have to pretty much push yourself to your maximum. So the first thing is we start to think about recovery is comes to even just planning for the competition or the event, and especially in the running triathlon world, you want to figure out one where this event fits into your training plan, your schedule, and that's where the idea of A races, B races, C races come in. And it's pretty popular in the running world, but you're starting to see it into, you know, in the weightlifting and other sort of competitive sports where that competition, while it's a competition, your goal might not be to peak for that event. And so therefore you need to have in mind that you need to make sure that you don't accidentally overwork yourself in that one event. So a good example for me would be this, you know, Walkway half marathon, not my goal race for the season, I wasn't in my peak condition or anything as far as that was concerned. And so I didn't push myself to get a PR or go as fast as I might have been able to, because I knew that I didn't want it to disrupt my entire training schedule, because I had to get right back onto my schedule and what I was looking to do and build forward going from there. So with, you know, that in mind, I knew that my goal was, you know, 13 miles is a good amount of distance. It's a good load to put on your body. And so I knew that I was going to take the next 2 days off from strict training, but that I wanted to be able to get back into what I was doing by Wednesday. And so with knowing that, I knew sort of how hard I was able to push myself in the race. Now, the other part of it is that even though I'm taking the next couple days off, it's not a sit around on the couch, do nothing, take a couple days off. What I'm doing is, you know, Monday, nothing structured, just a regular day at work, move around, maybe spent a little bit of extra time stretching and doing some different mobility work that I kind of like to do as a way of knowing that I'm addressing my weaknesses and inefficiencies and just, you know, whatever feels good based on what's sore after the race. But then I had a goal of making sure that I could get back to some pretty easy training by Wednesday. So Tuesday, I wanted to go out and go for a nice fitness walk. So it's not a lazy walk where I could, you know, just be doing nothing. You're pushing yourself to walk fast. The way I usually tend to term this is, you know, pretend like you're walking down the street in New York City. And basically, I think the standard pace of life in New York City is fitness walking. So just push yourself through that fitness walking pace. And then that set me up to get where I needed to be to have everything feel okay to get into a groove and get back into my training for Wednesday. Now, the other part of it comes under the nutrition aspect. And so you want to make sure following the race that you're giving your body the nutrition that it needs to get you back to where you want to go after, and to also make sure that you're doing whatever you can nutritionally to help yourself as much as possible. So, you know, the easy one is, and I talk this a lot with a lot of runners, but I feel like sometimes outside of the running community, it doesn't get the press it should, or it's not talked about the way it should, is the tart cherry juice. I think beet juice is getting a lot of push lately too. But That is really shown to be a great natural anti-inflammatory. The days of thinking, well, I ran today, so I'm just going to take two Advil before I go to bed are over. And you really want to avoid that at all costs. So my routine as far as the tart cherry juice is, I like to drink at least 8 ounces of it on the day that I have a strenuous workout. And so that's really no different from a race day, training day. I use that a lot. It just keeps the inflammation in your joints down, and I like the way it tastes, so it's not really that hard, thing for me to put down. The other thing is, even just good protein, lots of fluids, stay hydrated. That really makes a difference as far as that muscle tightness and soreness that you get after something like that. And then the next part is sleep. And so the, thing people always say, you're not sore the day after you do something. It's the day after that. It's that 2 days later that you can really feel how sore your muscles are. And one of the things is, it's not only important to get a good night's sleep right after the event, but those three, I guess every day it's important to get a good night's sleep, but you really want to try and build in an extra hour or two of rest and recovery on the days after that. And so people who've been in the clinic with me and talk, they know I use that Whoop band that really helps to kind of give you an idea of how much sleep you need and as you're going. But, based on that data, I had a pretty strenuous day according to that band on the day of the half marathon and according to the way I felt after. But I just through planning and making sure I got enough sleep was able to, according to them, be about 60% recovered when I woke up the following morning. And that's all related to my ability to some of it rest the rest of the day after the race, made sure I didn't have anything too crazy I had to do right afterwards, but also getting a good night's sleep. And then for the rest of this week, I've sort of planned into my schedule that I need an extra hour of sleep that I normally get. So I'd love to say I get more than this, but I usually get somewhere around 6.5 to 7 hours of sleep every night. And I'm really trying to make sure that instead of going to bed at 10, I'm going to bed at 9 every night this week. And so I made sure I had nothing after work. I had no meetings planned. And I, put that into my schedule weeks in advance to make sure that's in there. So that's what we have this week as far as recovery. Hope everybody enjoyed the episode. Anybody have any questions, anything they would like to see answered, please go ahead and post it in the comment section or find us over on Facebook or on the website. You can get right on over there. And we'll see you right back here next week. John and I have a fun announcement coming up next week and a new project that we've been working on for a little while now. So it's fun to see it kind of finally come out. And so we look forward to sharing that with everybody next week. And we'll be right back here then. Have a great week.